Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dolphins are bringing back Braxton Berrios, re-signed with the team on a one-year deal. That is great because he's a Cane, and also special teams. Dude was as sure as you can have just with the fair catch. Fair catch, he's coming up with it every single time.
As sure as you can have.
As sure as you can have.
I mean, we don't want a guy that can run the ball back.
No.
Just
no,
want
no,
fair
no.
catches?
Just fair catch it every single time. Field position.
I still can play then. I got fair catch. It's simple.
Who's better at fair catching? Aronde Gadsden in a tryout or Braxton Berrios in a game?
As Aronde's just letting them fall 2 yards behind him.
I would pay good money to see OG back there deep on a punt return.
I saw would be running to the sideline as the ball was still going up.
That was going out of bounds, coach. That was going out of bounds, coach.
Lost in the lights, coach.
I saw Barry Jackson tweet out. I'm trying to look for the tweet here. I forgot to favorite it. I saw him tweet out. Oh, here it is. Connor Williams' knee injury was significant, and he's not signing anywhere anytime soon, according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, on Channel 7 on Sunday night. Not that, you know, it necessarily matters for the Dolphins because they already signed another center. But Connor Williams was the best graded center in the NFL last season when he was healthy. And there were some expectations that perhaps there could be a reunion with Miami or he would go elsewhere. But looks like
I don't think he's going to be back for a while. The way that Drew Rosenhaus made it sound is like, hey, the number one priority is getting him back into playing shape. It didn't seem like that was right around the corner.
Yeah.
And you just can't keep rotating like we have in the past with the Dolphins, right? Just the whole five offense, Eichenberg playing four positions and all. Like, they need to solidify that.
Better clear it, bro. Yeah, you were close. You were close. We're about to play another banger. So the Bears, they did trade Justin Fields to the Steelers for a 2025 sixth-round pick. I saw it could be a fourth-round pick, depending on playing time for Justin Fields.
He'd have to play 51% of the snaps next season for that to convert to a fourth-round pick. So, in my mind, that is a sixth-round pick that Pittsburgh was able to steal Justin Fields for. And I say steal because I don't know if he's good or not. I don't know if he's going to be good at all. But a sixth-round pick? I mean, I'd have had the Dolphins. If I was a Dolphins GM, I'd have given up a sixth-round pick. With Justin Fields back there,
yeah,
man, there were some times where you could use a quarterback who could run. And if Tua's not going to be that guy, like, I mean, what a great dual threat that would have been. But I don't know what transpired there, but I was confused by it.
Pittsburgh did it again because you have Russ. You have Russ. Now you have Justin that can learn underneath Russ. And like you said, Hawk, I'm glad you brought it up. Justin Fields is going to have some plays designed for him. They're going to throw in some wildcat stuff, and he can play quarterback too. So now you have to – there's that mid-ground of having Russ, who's a totally different quarterback than Justin. When I saw that, I was like, same thing. You know I love Mike T. That's genius what they just did.
Those two quarterbacks are less than $4 million for the year because Fields is still on his original contract, and Russell is playing for the minimum because he's getting all his money from Denver.
Yep. So a Pro Bowl quarterback teaching one of the best young athletes, I wouldn't say quarterback. He's one of the best athletes right now, young guys in the world, and he gets to learn from Russ, but also be able to use his athleticism. Genius. Genius by Pittsburgh.
I guess we'll never know, what went on with the negotiations between Chicago and other teams, but do you think that even crosses Chris Greer's mind? Hey, we might be able to get
Ryan Poles, the GM of Chicago, said that there were five other teams
right. That
were interested, but they had told Justin Fields they would do right by him. And the only team that they had come to him with here are, teams we're receiving offers from, the only one that he wanted to play for was Pittsburgh. So while the other offers may have been better, the Bears were intimating, they promised him that they would do right by him. And so they sent him to Pittsburgh for the 6th-round pick.
And in a year, he's going to want $150-plus million, yeah, and they have to pay to it.
Well, that's the weird thing about Pittsburgh is you're assuming Russell Wilson's going to be the starter all season long. So how are you going to effectively gauge whether Justin Fields should get that bag at the end of this? Like, Pittsburgh's going to find themselves in a dicey situation, I would think, by the end of the season.
And that's the same thing the Dolphins. To answer your question, Solana, that's the same thing the Dolphins. I don't think they could have Justin sitting waiting for money and also having now negotiated with Tua for that big deal. Both of those guys need that second big deal coming up soon. The Russ thing, you can move around because how the money is, but Tua's going to want $400 million, and then my man Justin's one was bred too.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay him, right? You don't have to pay Justin Fields if you didn't want to. Reports lead to that the Dolphins and Tua and his team are finalizing something, but let's say they weren't, Crowder. Let's say the Dolphins were still in the camp of, hey, we want Tua to play on his fifth-year deal, and we want him to prove to us one more season he can stay healthy again and he can win us some meaningful games. I mean, that would have been the play, right, to actually bring in a legitimate guy who a lot of people still believe can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
To tighten Tua up. I saw Tua yesterday in California.
Really?
People are saying he looks thin, looks lean.
He did. He leaned up a little bit. He's still a thick little joker now. He ain't, he's no third grader, but he looks different.
He's on a golf course?
Yeah, he's on a golf course.
Yeah.
How'd you shoot?
I shot pretty well, actually. My drive was on. Yeah, I can't putt worth a damn, but my drive and my little mid-range, I was hitting some greens. Chase Claypool is gigantic.
Is he back?
I don't know where he's playing for, but listen, don't run up on him late tonight in the alley because that joker is all a 6'5". He's a big old boy.
Is he back with the Dolphins, Solana? I don't even know what happened to him.
No, I don't think anything's happened to him.
I know he didn't catch that ball in that playoff game.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he's still with the Dolphins.
I don't know if he's part of the Dolphins or not. I don't know.
No idea.
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a big human.
Yep. All right, guys.
And look, baby Tagliavioa was there.
Oh, Talia.
Yeah, Talia was there too. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.